All right. You know what that music means? It's 8 o'clock. It's not 9 o'clock on a Saturday, Billy. It's 8 o'clock on a Friday. That means our good friend John Feinstein is joining us. John, how are you doing, buddy?
Morning, Jason. How's everybody doing?
We're good. How was your week? How's everything going down there at Longwood?
Well, it's been hectic because I won't bore you with details. I may write a book on it, but yesterday we finally closed on the house.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
And
congrats.
We start moving in this weekend. And once that's done, I will feel a lot more settled and ready to live here. But the place where we've been, as I told you guys, is very nice. But, you know, it's an Airbnb. It's not home. So we actually started to move in a little bit yesterday, and we'll continue through the weekend, and then the movers will move us from the storage facility to the house on Monday, and hopefully we'll be done.
Let me just knock out the Golfdom read. I want to make sure we get that.
Yeah, sorry, we forgot to mention the sponsor.
Yeah, John brought to you, by Golfdom. We all love Golfdom. Mm-hmm. They can now custom fit you for the new GT medals from Titleist or the new Apex irons from Callaway. Today, visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for all golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. There you go.
Fall golf is the best, by the way. I love fall golf. You know, the weather cools off and the trees are turning colors. It's just
the only thing is, you could lose balls in the leaves. It gets annoying.
Exactly.
Hey, I wanted to tell you the story quick, John. So I told the boys because I was out at Pebble Beach. Mm-hmm. And played.
Right. I heard you had a hell of a time getting there.
that was interesting, but I got lucky. I played once at Spyglass and twice at Pebble Beach. But then my wife and daughters met me out in Napa, mm-hmm. and we stayed at the Silverado Resort where they have the PGA Tour event in the fall.
Right.
And my wife and I were just taking a walk in the morning on the golf course, and we were walking the back nine. And it was early, so there was no one on the course. But a golf cart comes up behind me. And
Johnny Miller.
Oh, you heard the story.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't heard the story, but I know that's where he lives.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Johnny Miller. We talked for a few minutes. I was stunned. It's the last person I expected, and I had no idea that he lived out there.
I expect to come driving up on an early morning walk.
And Johnny was picking up balls, right?
Yeah, he had a ball retriever. Yeah.
What is he doing?
I think he may own that golf course.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And he's always been, you know, on the telecast, he's always been one, even when he retired from broadcasting, he's always been one of the main guys.
Yeah. Well, I asked him where he lived.
Sort of like Nicholas at the memorial.
Yeah. I asked him where he lived because I live in Pebble Beach, but I have a condo here in Napa, and it was the condo right next to the ones that we rented out. It was so
nice.
So small worldish. But
no, he no longer owns it, but I think he did at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're all.
Anyway, I just thought that you would think that.
It, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I don't blame him.
I knew you would think that was interesting. So.
Yeah. Any thoughts on, you know, I tweeted this yesterday, you know, they had the joint scrimmage with the Dolphins. Jaden, I don't know if you saw any of the reports, but apparently he was on fire in the red zone, 5 straight touchdown passes on 5 straight drives. Literally, and I'm not saying that it's not warranted. Every report is glowing. Like, he's playing great, great kid, shows up early, guys are drawn to him, he's humble, and he's playing great on top of it. But it's almost getting too crazy now, John. Like, I feel like even personally, I have to dial down my expectations because he's a rookie and I know he's going to struggle. But my God, this guy's getting unbelievable reports.
Well, there's two factors here. One, he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most important factor. Yeah. But second, this is Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you guys were around all those marches when they clinched the Super Bowl with their free agent signings.
Yeah.
People tend to go overboard. I wrote a column yesterday about the Oakland A's and how they've really been very respectable, given that their owner is trying to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've got better records than a couple teams, way better, obviously, than the White Sox. And that all you ever hear in Washington is about this great rebuilding the Nats are doing. It's now in its fifth year. And the Nats' record right now is 4 games better than the A's, who are going through an unbuilding. It's just Washington. I don't know. For some reason, we have always had a small-town mentality in our media, whether it's radio, TV, newspapers. It's just the way it is. And I joked with people that Jaden Daniels is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame before he plays a game, based on the kind of media reports you're talking about. Now, I'm not saying he won't be good.
I agree.
Robert Griffin, remember, was great his rookie year. Mm-hmm. He was the rookie of the year. He got the team into the playoffs. And then the injury happened, and then all the controversy and, you know, his father getting involved. But there's reason to hope. I mean, for one thing, Jaden Daniels is a quarterback of a team not owned by Dan Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand everybody getting on the bandwagon. I mean, they're doing the same thing in Chicago with Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not at all surprised, put it that way.
But you know what, John? Here's where it's a little bit different. I actually think it's more than just the local people. I think the local people are actually, at least it's the media, they're trying to keep it in check. The fans, we might be getting carried away.
That's possible, but the fans usually respond to what they hear in the media.
Right.
But the national media
is on him. They're reporting great things. The Dolphin media yesterday was like, oh, my God, this guy, wow, they really got something there.
Well, as I said, I think he's good.
Yeah.
And I think if he was bad or mediocre or something, then we would probably know that. Mm-hmm. But he's been good. He's got a great attitude. He seems to be a really good kid. So there's reason for hope. Put it that way. I think there's reason for hope.
Right, right.
And the other thing is, with the coaching staff, you know, you just know that they're going to be more prepared each week. They're better coached. They just are. And then Kingsbury, I know you like Bieniemy, but Kingsbury, I think, is going to have more of a grasp of the talent around him. And I think the game plan is going to be more balanced. And, you know, they're not going to make Jaden Daniels drop back 45 times a game.
Well, the other question, though, Jason, is the offensive line.
Yep.
What you don't want is your talented rookie quarterback getting crushed.
Correct.
And the coaching staff needs to be aware of that. And that was, you know, that was the problem last year. They couldn't run the football. They were forced, I think, to pass as much as they did. And the offensive line wasn't capable of protecting Sam Howell.
John, you mentioned RG3 in his rookie year. That certainly was the best year we've had here in a long time. But then he transitioned eventually into TV, and I'm sure you've seen that ESPN has let him go. What's fascinating about it is they claim it's financial, but by all accounts, they're going to pay out his contract. So how's that financial?
Yeah, you know, the only time people at ESPN lie is when they open their mouths.
Right.
And, you know, they let go a lot of people. They hire a lot of people. I mean, I can't keep track of who's working for them or who's not working for them. I thought he was fine. I didn't think he was great. I thought he was fine, especially doing color. He's better doing color than, you know, on a desk doing analysis. But it's never surprising when ESPN fires people. I mean, it's sort of what they do. And then they lie about it. You know, it's financial. And, of course, it's not financial. We're talking Disney here, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're still paying,
they
John.
They have the money when they want to have the money.
Yeah, they're still paying Susie Colbert, Jalen Rose, Jeff Van Gundy, and Max Kellerman.
Yeah.
All sitting at home collecting checks.
Great gig if you can get it.
And I told you about Keyshawn. Keyshawn Johnson signed an $18 million deal, John, and they let him go, and he got every penny.
Yeah, well, and they just decide, you know, it's like a kid with a new toy. They decide they want a new toy, whomever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, this toy's old. Let's get a new one in here. And then they say, oh, it's financial. It's not financial.
No.
I mean, you guys just made the point about the contracts they've paid off. I wish they'd fired me.
Yeah, part of me wishes I'd get fired and get paid for 3 years or whatever. That'd be amazing.
We all love that.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Guaranteed cash.
You know what's funny, John? I've never really asked you about this, but I think you and Kornheiser are still friendly. I know you guys sometimes have your moments, but longtime friend of yours, right? I was thinking about this the other day. If I was Tony Kornheiser and I've had this remarkable long career, why is he still grinding? Why? I mean, he's got more money than God. Why?
Does he just love it?
Job.
Huh? Yeah,
he loves it.
and he likes doing it. I mean, it's that simple. You're right. He's got plenty of money. He's got a really nice house in Rehoboth.
Yeah.
He loves to play golf.
Yeah, just play golf. What a pain in the ass. I don't know. It just seems like a pain in the ass to do that show.
Well, he doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
And then Wilbon doesn't either. They both like doing they like the attention. They like the money.
Yeah, I like that.
They're making a lot. But they enjoy doing. I've asked Tony the question, why are you still working? You don't need to work. And his answer is he likes doing it. He enjoys doing it. And, that's why I still write for the Post, because I like doing it. It's not like they pay me a heck of a lot of money. They pay me very fairly, but I don't do that aspect of my job for the money. I do it because I still enjoy it. I still get an adrenaline surge writing on a daily deadline.
I get it.
Maybe because I've done it for so long, but we're all different. And Tony and Mike enjoy doing the show.
God bless him.
Well, Mike's 10 years younger than Tony.
Yeah, but Tony's like getting up there. But here's the thing, and he's good at it. He's great. You know, whatever. Remarkable career. But we all know.
He's had a remarkable career. You're right.
Remarkable career. I'm not taking a shot at him. I know from TV and like limited stuff we've done in TV through the years, especially like with ESPN, they're a pain in the ass. There's no way they're just he's got to really pay attention to what's going on in the world. You got to have all their B-rolls and everything. They got to have all these meetings. A
lot of prep.
Oh, my God. That show's got to be a huge pain in the ass.
It's only a half-hour show. Yeah. It's probably hours of prep each day.
It's been easier, ironically. It's been easier since the pandemic because Tony spent most of the last few years doing the show from home.
Right.
And that's a lot easier than driving downtown, although he does now on occasion drive downtown. And Wilbon has home studios all over the world.
Yeah, no, he does.
God bless him.
He's got so many houses.
Yeah.
Hey, we spent some time yesterday talking about this back and forth that Ted Leonsis had with Kevin Sheehan and Tom Lavero about the Olympics. Would John Feinstein be a fan of the Olympics coming to D.C.?
A fan of the Olympics in what context?
In D.C.
Coming to D.C. Ted thinks D.C. should make a major play.
That's a good question. Sure, why not? I don't think it'll happen, ever. I mean, the Olympics are going to be in L.A. in 2028, so I'll be long dead before they come back to the United States.
I know we're all doing
But I don't have anything against the concept. And they made a big push for it. What year was it? Was it 2016?
Mm-hmm.
They had a committee that was trying to get it to come to D.C. My old friend Russ Ramsey, I think, was the chairman or certainly was involved. Could it be done logistically? I was at the 84 Olympics. And going into the 84 Olympics, the big panic was the traffic in L.A. It was going to be a disaster.
It's already a disaster.
What?
It's already a disaster, the traffic.
Well, no, that's the point. That's why everybody thought it was going to be terrible. And it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
They actually organized a system where, the buses that took people to and fro had lanes on I-405. And it really wasn't that bad. Now, what will happen in 2028 in L.A.? I don't know. But given the traffic in D.C., they'd have to make some serious planning ahead of time to deal with that, because the traffic in D.C. is terrible. It's one reason why I'm glad I live in Farmville, Virginia.
Right. By the way, just last but not least, did you happen to see the scandal that the Notre Dame swim team has gotten themselves involved in?
I actually didn't see it. What'd they do?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but essentially they were betting against each other on themselves.
So times over text, they were saying, "All right, I'm going to bet $100 on you're going to be under a certain time."
So and so in the 100 fly,
yeah, and they got caught.
They weren't betting against the other teams or anything like that. It was within themselves.
Yeah, it's almost like a pool.
It was like a pool, and they suspended the team for a year.
The team is suspended. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder what happens to their scholarships that year.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Supposedly, I think it's just a Notre Dame thing. They could transfer. And they're still eligible, I think.
Well, anybody can transfer now.
Yeah.
Nobody can stop someone from transferring
But I think they would still be eligible.
Limit another school.
Yeah, I think.
Well, that's not a major punishment. Well, it is a punishment, though.
I mean, who wants to transfer if you don't want to?
School, and you probably don't want to transfer.
Yeah.
Speaking as a student. And by the way, please, I know you guys, I don't hear you guys do it, but everybody uses the phrase student athlete. And it's completely redundant because by rule you have to be a student to be a college athlete. And it's an NCAA way of still trying to fool us into believing that these guys are amateurs, which especially in football and men's basketball, they're not.
Correct.
Well, and then a lot of them.
That's my lecture for the day.
Yeah, well, the world's changing.
A lot of them are barely students, let's be real.
Well, that's sort of the point.
But the kids in Notre Dame are, I guarantee
you. Athlete, and then you find out they passed three classes.
Yeah. Let me ask you real quick, John. Let me ask you something real quick, and I'm sure you're not up to date on all the latest NIL rules or anything, but
nobody is.
I know. So we had a little happy hour thing with some of the owners of this really popular Surfside like vodka lemonades, vodka iced teas, whatever. Yesterday at a bar, great time, great owners, blowing up. There's like a huge thing, and I was thinking, my daughter loves them. She plays volleyball at Cornell. She's of age. Would I be able to get her an NIL deal where I just got her free Surfside?
Talk to Bobby.
Absolutely. No,
would she be able to do that, or would the NCAA be against it because it's an alcohol?
Well, if she's 21, no.
Yeah, right.
You know, if she's 21, they have, it's none of their business. So the answer is no. I mean, you know, I think I've said this to you guys. The thing about the NILs, yeah, is that the reason Rick Pitino is going to do very well at St. John's this year and improve the team last year is because all the rules he broke through the years no longer exist.
Yeah.
They're gone.
You're right.
So, and he's got all these Wall Street buddies with a lot of money, and they're paying their team a lot of money,
right,
for this coming season. They paid him a lot of money last year, and Rick still whined that they weren't good enough, even though he recruited them all. So it's a different world we're living in. The amounts of money that people are being paid at the big-time schools would blow your mind. They blow my mind.
Right.
And I don't know that much, but what I do know blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. You know, my buddy pitched at Iona, and those guys hate him now. They loved him. But, you know, he had said that this was it. This was, you know, he was back home. He was never going to leave. And those guys freaking hate him now.
Oh, they do?
The Iona guys. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, well, I mean, remember, Iona at times has been big time in hoops.
Yeah.
I mean, especially years and years ago when Valvano was there.
Right.
But they've made the NCAA tournament something like 12 times. You'd have to look it up. And the only game they ever won was Valvano in 79.
Wow.
All right, well, have a great rest of the weekend, my friend.
It's going to be work. We're moving. We're moving into our house.
Yep.
Nice.
All right, we'll make your son, make Danny, do it all.
I would. You come and tell Danny to do it all.
All right.
I'd be delighted.
Thank you, John.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Yep. Yep.
John too. Feinstein, cheers. Brought to you by Golfdom. They can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. All right. Yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about Jahan Dotson, and some people were like, maybe you guys are getting ahead of your skis. Well, the head coach, Dan Quinn, said they're in the middle of a search for the second wide receiver. Listen to Dan Quinn himself. It's not just a junkie saying it. It's not people speculating. This is the head coach himself talking about the wide receiver position.
Where are you at with the wide receiver two search?
I would say we are right in the middle of it. And so you'll see a lot of guys in today. You'll see 2, 3, 4, 5. There's a lot of guys that are really battling. I've been really impressed with Olamide, and I thought he's had a really strong camp. Looking forward to getting Luke some extra work into here, Jahan, Diami. So that's where we're at. And then the special teams is going to have a factor in that as well.
Do you expect Jahan to play a similar volume of snaps as he did last week?
Probably. Yep, I would say I don't know if it'll be the exact same, but it'll be in the similar space, same high volumes on the other guys that I listed as well.
What would you like to see more or less of from him? I mean, just having come in new season with any new player, what would you like to see?
Yeah, I think with all the guys that we were talking about at that spot, the urgency, the run game, the pass game, so like, you know, the quickness in and out of breaks, so not everybody plays the same spot, Nikki, but I do want to see with he and with all the other guys really finding some really competitive moments, you know, that plays after the catch, the blocks, you know, at the point of attack. Sometimes even in man-to-man during this phase of evaluation, did he beat the person even though the ball didn't go to that spot? So I'm really trying to evaluate them with and without the ball.
I mean, think about it. That first question was, Coach, where are you in the wide receiver two search?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he said, Jahan's our number two. No question. Jahan's our number two. No, he goes, we're right in the middle of it.
Right. I'm going to guess, based on the reporting, and I haven't been there. I'm too lazy. But based on the reporting, I'm going to guess Zacchaeus has got a head start on it. He's the first guy
he mentioned. First guy, yep.
Everybody says he's been dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
I know for my dumb eyes, he popped for me in the Jets scrimmage, and I don't even think he had a catch. But I remember him popping for
Jets,
me.
Jets preseason game.
Preseason game.
Yep.
Diami's had a great camp by all accounts, and Diami's big advantage is Diami's willing to do anything. Diami plays on a bunch of coverage teams. You know, he's very versatile.
Now, Limited's a small guy. I'm looking, he's listed at 5'8".
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Played at UVA.
Productive.
And then he's been in the league since 2019,
he's kind
but
of.
But we mentioned it.
Has Olumide ever had a season even as productive as Jahan Dotson?
No, but I don't
maybe
think
he just
so.
Maybe he just didn't have the opportunities.
I don't think so, but he's just popping. And this is a brand new staff, and they just want to see what you got. And my understanding is Jahan's not doing anything wrong; he's just not popping.
He's not.
And you heard the criticism.
Just is what
from,
it is.
Logan Paulson and Craig Hoffman, that he's not physical enough, basically. Like,
but
that's
the thing is they're trying to move him to a slot. See, I've talked to some people, and I think what they're doing is just trying to maybe think, maybe his position should be slot. So, and by the way, Luke McCaffrey, what they're doing, they're moving him all around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a log jam, and he's just not separating himself
from the
other guys.
I thought if you kind of deep dive into his reaction and his answer, he mentions Zacchaeus first, and then he mentions Luke second. Then he finally gets to Dotson, and he mentions Diami right after that. So he clearly...
I think Zacchaeus has got the inside.
You might be right. You might be right.
So two seasons ago...
But it's not like he just said, no, Dotson's our number two, and everyone else is kind of battling with him.
Two seasons ago, Zacchaeus did play all 17 games for the Falcons and had 40 catches, 533 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So that's his most productive year to date.
Mm-hmm. But with Philly, he's not going to have the opportunity
because
he was with Philly.
5 seasons in the pros, that's his most productive season. That doesn't even stack up with Jahan Dotson's worst season.
Right, but I think what's his yards per catch? I think it's bigger.
Yes, last year only had 10 catches.
But look at career-wise.
16.4, career 14.3.
Wasn't he a special teams player last year for Philly?
Yes.
Did he punt return too? He's a versatile guy.
But is he going to be the number two?
Here's the thing. I don't think they look at it as number two. I think they look at it as X, Y, and Z.
No, I understand that. So what I'm saying is, he going to be on the field when if they start a game with a one back set and 3 receivers?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be McLaurin's a given? Is it going to be Zacchaeus and somebody else in the slot not named Jahan Dotson?
Might be.
It's possible.
Might be, but I think Zacchaeus is going to be in there.
You have to throw out Zacchaeus' stats when he's with Atlanta. I mean, with Mariota, they ran the ball 900 times a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we don't really know what he can do.
No. Correct. I can tell.
Yeah.
You saw it. I mean, he's flashing, and by all accounts, he's flashing in camp.
My only thought
and Jahan's just not flashing.
Are we going to talk about the elephant in the room?
Which is?
He's a Ron guy. Is Dan just literally just trying to get every Ron guy out of this locker room?
I don't know that he
or
is.
Or off the field?
Because I think he's a good kid. I think Jahan's a good kid. I don't think he's I don't think he's got issues. But maybe. But the Ron guys, to that point, if you look at the first round picks, Ron's first round picks,
I know,
Chase.
It's awful.
Jamin, and I'm rooting for Jamin. Forbes, question mark. Jahan, I mean.
Yeah, but he's got Cosme. Ron's was a Cosme guy. And then,
was he not? He wasn't a first round pick.
No, but he was.
I'm just saying the first round. I'm just saying first round pick.
First round, yeah. But
I think if you're good, you're going to play.
I mean, yeah. Brown's out there.
He clearly.
Brown's out there.
He clearly is not.
Who's Brown?
Deami Brown.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think it's an anti Ron thing. I'm just saying, Ron's
first
round picks.
I think it's an anti-production
thing. Have been brutal. That's just the fact. I don't think they're on there. I don't think they give a crap who drafted you, where, what. And that's the point.
I wonder how people interpret it, because you can interpret it that, how did he pronounce Olamide's name? Like it sounded that. Like he pronounced Olamide, it a little different.
Olamide.
Let's call him Zacchaeus. That's all I'm calling him.
Let's call him Zach.
They can call him Oz.
Oz. Yeah. Oz. It sounded like he was praising Oz, but you can also interpret it as they're trying to really challenge Dotson to step up and get him to the next level. If you want to chime in, you can call us on the MGM National Harbor List Lines at 800-636-1067 as we hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES to get 10% off. Remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. How do you interpret what Dan Quinn is saying? Is it just his general philosophy, which he said when he had his first press conference, is a big believer in competition? Or do you think it's trying to send a message and light a fire under Jahan?
No.
Or do you think these guys might be better than Jahan?
I don't even know if they're better. They're currently popping more than Jahan. Jahan is capable. We saw what he did in his first year. I think he had 7 touchdowns that year.
He did. And he would have had more. He missed 4 or 5 games?
Jahan is capable. I just think he's not popping. And this is a new staff, and they're just, you know, they're going with
for whatever they're asking him to do, he's not doing it enough.
You're not doing it enough.
I didn't hear about
how, I don't think it's over.
No, I didn't hear about yesterday on Dotson. How was he yesterday?
Do we know? I thought I read somewhere, or maybe it was 2 days ago, that a bunch of the guys on offense were doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And Dotson was definitely a name.
Yeah, the 5 straight touchdown passes were named the Dotson.
I don't know.
I'm surprised we didn't
hear
about
that. I
will
say this in terms of Jaden, just getting back to Jaden for 1 second. Supposedly Jaden did throw 2 interceptions in 11-11, but neither was fault.
One was McLaurin slipped.
McLaurin fell. The other one went through Cole Turner's hands.
Yep. No, he apparently looked great.
That's your boy.
But it's you know, it's not over for Dotson. You know, he's got tomorrow. He's going to be on the field. It's just a matter of where and how long.
Was Zacchaeus even drafted? Or is he an undrafted guy? Who? Zacchaeus.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it matters. I don't think they care.
No, it doesn't matter now. But I'm a little bit like Cakes. I'm kind of a snob. Like, my general thought of a guy that's undrafted. And Drab brings
after
up a good
a year,
point.
That doesn't
I
matter.
I looked at his best season with Atlanta. He was their second leading receiver.
Right.
No. Their leading receiver was Drake Leonard, who had 70 catches.
You saw him pop. You saw the speed. I saw it. I mean, you have to be an idiot not to see it. You see it?
Yeah, but I just would think 5 years in that he would have had a more productive season.
Whatever.
Sometimes it's fit.
But you mentioned that the offense he was in, he's not going to get an offense.
Yeah, it's
when
fit.
He goes to Philly, he's not going to play.
It's personnel
ahead of those guys.
Around you. Yeah. It's just so many talented
now
guys.
Now he's getting an opportunity.
Yeah. So many talented guys, they just, whatever. It's not that they suck. It's just it. Not the right fit. Coach not using him.
Well, what
got
I'd
better
say
guys
is
ahead of him.
He may have popped in the first preseason game and all that stuff,
and
but
practice.
They also brought in another guy during the week because
yeah, but
they're
a
not
totally
happy
different
overall.
Guy. Well, totally different guy though.
Okay,
that guy's that's 6'4".
In my opinion, and until proven otherwise, they brought in Bryant because sure they think they can always get better, but he's a big guy. They need a big receiver.
Okay, well, yeah. Zacchaeus is small. Dotson's
right.
Small. Terry's small.
Right. They need a big guy.
All right. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to Joe.
Commanders still looking for a number 2 receiver.
I don't think they look at it that way. I think we look at it that way. They don't look at it that way.
Well, Dan said it himself.
Well,
he said wide receiver 2.
He's answering the question.
He said we're looking for wide receiver 2.
Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks? I love the show as always. Happy Friday to you guys.
Hey, happy Friday.
Man, I wanted to say, like, Zacchaeus could be, like, who knows, man? Like, everybody needs an opportunity. Like, be behind Devontae and A.J. Brown in Philly. I mean, he ain't going to crack. Nobody on our lineup would crack those two guys. I mean, maybe McLaurin is not even as Devontae. But let's get real. Like, I mean, somebody needs the opportunity to succeed. So, like, he's a possible, like, dude, we could have someone there. And but Jahan Dotson is so – he's just too soft. I think he's soft, man. Like, he just doesn't have that fire in him. I mean, he's a nice guy, good guy, but this regime doesn't like that softness, man. They want you to go get it. And you just can't be that guy. Like, Zacchaeus is earning it.
Yeah, I think you just got to
Well, Joe, do you want it to be Dotson, or do you want based on what you've seen, do you like Zacchaeus?
What's the best player? I bet.
Yeah, I want the best player to be on the field. You don't get no handouts. You're not getting crowned nothing without putting in the work and showing some flashes. Like EB said, like Dotson hasn't flashed. Like, I mean, he had a great season his rookie year, but like, where have you been lately, man? Step it up. You're supposed to improve to gain. You know what I mean? You're supposed to. Mm-hmm. On an upward trajectory. And if they don't see it from him, like, make a move. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. I think they're just going to play whoever pops the most. I know I keep saying the same words, pop, flash, but you know what it is. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't walk into the room with any preconceived notions.
Yeah. And they're just going, this is balling. You know? Another move. Another
they didn't have their mind made up before camp.
I don't think so. Yeah.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines as we continue to talk about the Commanders in training camp, our training camp coverage on The Fan presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Coming up at 9:25, going to give you a chance to win tickets to HF Festival 2024, but we were talking about the Commanders, specifically about the wide receiver position. But look, they got their second preseason game tomorrow. We can open up to callers 800-636-1067. Wonder what you want to see tomorrow. I know EB always brings up Jamin Davis. I think there'll be a lot of eyes on him, a lot of eyes on Emmanuel Forbes. Now there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on Jahan Dotson and how he plays. I want to see Jaden Daniels play as much as possible. Little frustrated if it's only three drives. I heard
it might be two.
I think Drake May got four last night.
Dude, they just don't want to get him hurt.
Drake May had 11 attempts, I want to say. I think 11. Let me see at least 11. Like I said yesterday, if I was to set the over-under, I was putting it 9.5. And after hearing the news, it seems like we would all go under that in terms of pass attempts. Drake May got 24 snaps. I would want to see at least that.
Drake May's going to be the backup.
I know.
They've seen what they need to see. Jaden Daniels is playing for 100,000 people. They know what they got. They don't need you to see it. They know what they got. He's going to play the bare minimum.
I want to see them build a rhythm in what is the closest to a real game. Practice, 7-on-7s, just working in the red zone, drills.
It's not the same.
Because you know he's probably not going to play at all in the third.
I don't know. I got the sense he might play a little bit.
Maybe,
from what
but
Quinn said a couple days ago.
Would you go under the 9.5 or over? If I said attempts, it, 9.5.
Do I want to see it attempts, or do I think he will get
no,
there?
Your prediction.
Oh.
Less than.
I would probably go under.
I'd probably go under.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a fan, I would want to see at least what Drake May did, which was 24 snaps.
Yeah, Drake May played two quarters.
Yeah, Drake May's a backup at this point. That's why they're doing that.
Probably not for long because Brissett threw a pick.
He's obviously the future, but
rave reviews.
I don't know. I mean, as a fan, if I were a big fan like Bickle, I would want to see him play more. But I'm not sure you're going
to
see it.
Yeah, they see him. They don't care what I need to see. They see him. They know what they got.
Everybody, but they still play people.
Yeah, but they're not playing the big sillies.
They see Jahan Dotson. They see everybody.
What they're doing with Dotson is they're giving him an opportunity to show why they should play him,
to plant his flag as a starter.
And it's up to him. He's got to make a play. Got to do something. Let's go to Wayne in Bowie. See, they have nothing invested in him. They have more invested in Luke McCaffrey, right? Because that was their guy. So they're going to probably give Luke McCaffrey more of an opportunity at first, unless Jahan pops.
Holy Toledo.
Wayne, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm glad to be on your show. Thanks for having me. I listen to you guys religiously.
Thank you.
All the time.
You're very sweet.
You guys
Thank
are
you.
The greatest.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to say this. I am all in on Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson didn't just lose his skill set overnight.
Last year,
if I was going to a team and I had Eric Bieniemy as my OC, and I had Ron Rivera, guys, let me tell you this, guys, that's all he know. I won't even want to show up for practice. Why? Because my self-esteem is low. Yes, he dropped some balls, but, man, I saw a couple of flashes, one in the Broncos game where Sam Howell just rifled it in from 40 to 50 yards in between two defenders. He caught that ball. Mm-hmm. And against the Giants, he did a whirl spin. He faked to the right, spun around inside the 10, ran all the way in the end zone. So Jahan Dotson will be treated like the rest of those guys. It's a competition, and they'll give guys breathers. I listened to Dan Quinn's podcast, and he talks about, just like Witt, that they'll be running guys in and out. So I don't think it has to do with a number. Two, it's whoever's having the best day for that day. And getting to Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels, I'd like to see him play at least a quarter, no longer than that, because Mariota is already hurt. And if Jaden Daniels get here, who are you going to have? You know, we have high expectations for Jaden. Thank you, guys. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, Wayne's a Dotson guy.
I agree with him. I don't think Dotson has lost an ounce of talent.
No, he's got talent, but for whatever reason, whatever they're asking him to do or want him to do, he's not doing enough of it.
Yeah, just got to make more plays.
And we'd have to be in the wide receiver room or the OC room to find out exactly what that is. But look, I mean, you don't have to be a genius. You heard what Quinn said.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he said, no, Dotson's our number two.
And beyond Dotson, we're talking about Jaden Daniels and how much you want to see him play. I put it up as the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. How much do you want to see Jaden Daniels play in the Commanders?
If it was up to me, I'd like to see him play the whole game.
Here are your four choices.
It's not up to me.
Your four choices. Don't need to see him. So you don't need to see him at all. It could be like Jalen Hurts didn't play last night.
Well, I think that would be a very, very small percentage.
3 to 4 series or 2 quarters or more.
I would say 3 to 4 series because that could be like a quarter and a half.
No, just put your vote in. First vote.
Yeah, 3 to 4 series I think is fine, right?
I think it might be 2. If they go down, score on the first drive, and they go down and I'm just giving you a scenario.
Well, I mean, if it's a 10 or 11 minute drive, okay.
And they score in a second drive. Even they're going to shut them down. Now, if he goes down 3 and out.
They're going to score, according to EB, 50 points a game and score every drive.
I'm giving you scenarios. If they go 3 and out, then you might play for 4.
What if it's a field goal? Any score or 2 touchdowns?
If it's a long drive.
But if it's a pick.
Yeah.
Pick fumble.
Oh, yeah. Then.
They might still get him out of there.
But I would say 3 to 4 series, especially if they start pulling linemen.
That seems fair, because that's about a quarter and a half, probably.
Yeah. That's what I mean. 4 series,
a quarter and a half.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, if he has another 42-yard ball like he did to Diami, are you going to be
I'm telling you, man.
Pantless on Monday?
It's hard not to just be giddy about.
I can tell it's bubbling inside right now.
It's just like everything is amazing, and I'm not dumb. I've been through this rodeo 50 times. He's gonna struggle.
I mean, yeah,
MVP's two completions too. But you did have his the difference there is it's not like it's out of nowhere. He did have an unbelievable year in college last year.
Yeah, dude.
And he was drafted number two.
It's not just a two. They're raving about him daily in practice.
And any quarterback that's drafted two had an unbelievable year in college the year before.
Correct.
It's just, you look like a volcano right now.
Me?
Yes. That is active but dormant. And then at some point, it's going to explode. I don't know when.
It did kind of get active during Sam Howell, though. And then it went south.
I mean, halfway through the season, I thought we had our guy. And by the way, I'm still not ruling
out. Terry McLaurin
so
himself
John
said
Allen.
We got the guy.
I wouldn't be surprised if Geno gets hurt that Sam does very well in Seattle. It wouldn't surprise me.
But I can just see it coming. It's all about predicting when it's going to happen.
Well, are you predicting me blowing up like negative?
No. Like the euphoria. I can see the euphoria
he's holding himself back
simmering
bit.
Inside.
We got another R Jesus on our hands.
Yeah.
Believe me, I've been trying to think of catchy nicknames.
Yeah, no.
I've been trying to think of them.
Jesus Jaden.
Like Jaden Christ. Or
Jaden Christ.
I'm working on it. I'm noodling.
Get the t-shirts ready.
We got more people that want to chime in. I know we're going to do the EP, but maybe we'll just bang out a few of these calls.
You know what? We should give out Jaden Christ rosaries.
It's not a bad
idea. It's not a bad idea.
My mother would hate that so much.
I mean, blasphemous.
Yeah, she'd hate that so much. All right, 800-636-1067. We'll bang out some of your calls. If you still want to chime in on Jaden, Jahan, the wide receiver battle, we'll do that. If not, we'll jump into the entertainment page. We got a lot there, too. Don't go anywhere.
Up at 9:25, going to give you a chance to win tickets to HF Festival 2024. But we were talking about the Commanders, specifically about the wide receiver position. But look, they got their second preseason game tomorrow. We can open up to callers, 800-636-1067. Wonder what you want to see tomorrow. I know EB always brings up Jamin Davis. I think there'll be a lot of eyes on him, a lot of eyes on Emmanuel Forbes. Now there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on Jahan Dotson and how he plays. I want to see Jaden Daniels play as much as possible. Little frustrated if it's only three drives. I heard
it might be two.
I think Drake May got four last night.
Dude, they just don't want to get him hurt.
Drake May had 11 attempts, I want to say. I think 11. Let me see at least 11. Like I said yesterday, if I was to set the over-under, I was putting it 9.5. And after hearing the news, it seems like we would all go under that in terms of pass attempts. Drake May got 24 snaps. I would want to see at least that.
Drake May's going to be the backup.
I know.
They've seen what they need to see. Jaden Daniels is playing for 100,000 people. They know what they got. They don't need you to see it. They know what they got. He's going to play the bare minimum.
I want to see them build a rhythm in what is the closest to a real game. Practice, 7-on-7s, just working in the red zone, drills.
Not the same.
Because you know he's probably not going to play at all in the third.
I don't know. I got the sense he might play a little bit.
Maybe.
From what Quinn said a couple days ago.
Would you go under the 9.5 or over? If I said it, 9.5.
Do I want to see it, or do I think he will get there?
Your prediction.
Oh.
Less than,
I would probably go under.
I'd probably go under.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a fan, I would want to see at least what Drake May did, which was 24 snaps.
Yeah, Drake May played two quarters.
Yeah, Drake May's a backup at this point. That's why they're doing that.
Probably not for long, because Brissett threw a pick.
He's obviously the future, but
rave reviews.
I don't know. I mean, as a fan, if I were a big fan like Bickle, I would want to see him play more. But I'm not sure you're going
to
see it.
Yeah, they see him. They don't care what I need to see. They see him. They see
everybody, but they still play people.
Yeah, but they're not playing the big sillies.
They see Jahan Dotson. They see everybody.
What they're doing with Dotson is they're giving him an opportunity to show why they should play him,
to plant his flag as a starter.
And it's up to him. He's got to make a play. Got to do something. Let's go to Wayne in Bowie. See, they have nothing invested in him. They have more invested in Luke McCaffrey, right? Because that was their guy. So they're going to probably give Luke McCaffrey more of an opportunity at first, unless Jahan pops.
Holy Toledo.
Wayne, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm glad to be on your show. Thanks for having me. I listen to you guys religiously.
Thank you all the time.
You're very sweet.
You guys are the greatest. Thank you.
First of all, I want to say this. I am all in on Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson didn't just lose his skill set overnight.
Last year,
if I was going to a team and I had Eric Bieniemy as my OC, and I had Ron Rivera, guys, let me tell you this, guys, that's all he know. I won't even want to show up for practice. Why? Because my self-esteem is low. Yes, he dropped some balls, but, man, I saw a couple of flashes, one in the Broncos game where Sam Howell just rifled it in from 40 to 50 yards in between two defenders. He caught that ball. Mm-hmm. And against the Giants, he did a whirl spin. He faked to the right, spun around inside the 10, ran all the way in the end zone. So Jahan Dotson will be treated like the rest of those guys. It's a competition, and they'll give guys breathers. I listened to Dan Quinn's podcast, and he talks about, just like Witt, that they'll be running guys in and out. So I don't think it has to do with a number. It's whoever's having the best day for that day.
and getting to Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels, I'd like to see him play at least a quarter, no longer than that, because Mariota is already hurt. And if Jaden Daniels get here, who are you going to have? You know, we have high expectations for Jaden. Thank you, guys. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, Wayne's a Dotson guy. He loves.
I agree with him. I don't think Dotson has lost an ounce of talent.
No, he's got talent, but he's for whatever reason, whatever they're asking him to do or want him to do, he's not doing enough of it.
Yeah, just got to make more plays.
And we'd have to be in the wide receiver room or the OC room to find out exactly what that is. But look, I mean, you don't have to be a genius. You heard what Quinn said.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he said, no, Dotson's our number two.
And beyond Dotson, we're talking about Jaden Daniels and how much you want to see him play. I put it up as the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. How much do you want to see Jaden Daniels play in the Commanders' second preseason
game? If it was up to me, I'd like to see him play the whole game.
Here are your four choices.
It's not up to me.
Your four choices. Don't need to see him. So you don't need to see him at all. It could be like Jalen Hurts didn't play last night.
Well, I think that would be a very, very small percentage.
3 to 4 series or 2 quarters or more.
I would say 3 to 4 series because that could be like a quarter and a half.
No, just put your vote in. First vote.
Yeah, 3 to 4 series I think is fine, right?
I think it might be 2. If they go down, score on the first drive, and they go down and I'm just giving you a scenario.
Well, I mean, if it's a 10 or 11 minute drive, okay.
And they score in a second drive. Even they're going to shut him down. If he goes down 3 and out.
They're going to score, according to EB, 50 points a game and score every drive.
I'm giving you scenarios. If they go 3 and out, then you might play 3 or 4.
What if it's a field goal? And he scored 2 touchdowns.
If it's a long drive.
If it's a pick?
Yeah.
Pick fumble.
Oh, yeah. Then.
They might still get him out of there.
But I would say 3 to 4 series, especially if they start pulling linemen.
That seems fair, because that's about a quarter and a half, probably.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
4 series, a quarter and a half.
That's what I'm saying.
Quarter
and a half.
Hey, if he has another 42-yard ball like he did to Diami, are you going to be
I'm telling you, man.
Pantless on Monday?
It's hard not to just be giddy about.
I can tell it's bubbling inside right now.
It's just like everything is amazing, and I'm not dumb. I've been through this rodeo 50 times. He's gonna struggle.
I mean, yeah,
MVP's, kind of two completions too. But you did have his the difference there is it's not like it's out of nowhere. He did have an unbelievable year in college last year.
Yeah, dude.
And he was drafted number 2.
It's not just a 2. They're raving about him daily in practice.
And any quarterback that's drafted 2 had an unbelievable year in college the year before.
Correct.
It's just, you look like a volcano right now.
Me?
Yes. That is active but dormant. And then at some point, it's going to explode. I don't know when.
It did kind of get active during Sam Howell, though. And then it went south.
I mean, halfway through the season, I thought we had our guy. And by the way, I'm still not ruling
out. Terry McLaurin himself said
Allen.
We got the guy.
I wouldn't be surprised if Geno gets hurt that Sam does very well in Seattle. It wouldn't surprise me.
But I can just see it coming. It's all about predicting when it's going
to
happen.
Are you predicting me blowing up like negative?
No. Like the euphoria. I can see the euphoria.
He's holding himself back.
Simmering inside.
We got another R Jesus on our hands.
Yeah.
Believe me, I've been trying to think of catchy nicknames.
Yeah, no.
I've been trying to think of them.
Jesus Jaden.
Like Jaden Christ. Or
Jaden Christ.
I'm working on it. I'm noodling.
Get the t-shirts ready.
We got more people that want to chime in. I know we're going to do the EP, but maybe we'll just bang out a few of these calls.
You know what? We should give out Jaden Christ rosaries.
It's not a bad idea.
My mother would hate that so much.
Blasphemous.
Yeah, she'd hate that so much. All right, 800-636-1067. We'll bang out some of your calls. If you still want to chime in on Jaden, Jahan, the wide receiver battle, we'll do that. If not, we'll jump into the entertainment page. We got a lot there, too. Don't go anywhere.